You ever see somebody in great fear? You know how they slant like trying to hide from their own skin, take another name, skip town on themselves? Jeremy wants to show his mother his silly putty nose. She puts him on her lap, but I don't know if she even knows he's there.
He's knocking his foot in the part of the sofa where little cells of stuffing pop out and go into the air.
I'm canned, Jolly says, and she translates immediately. Fired. And I suddenly see, in piles, all the food in the store nobody's gonna buy for Jeremy and Jilly, how Jilly has to be toilet trained right now because of no more diapers, not even soap to wash anything, and it's still so filthy around here, and you have to have money to buy toilet paper even. I'm sick to my stomach thinking of the piles of things, but Jolly wants to explain, and I have to concentrate. My work, it wasn't good enough, he said. But it was like hers and hers, so I didn't see the difference. You couldn't tell looking at hers or mine who did what. Same machines, same product, we all looked the same. I put my number on every time,